بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. الشعر پر حضرت علی پھول پوری قدس سر العزیز بے ساختہ گریا تاری ہو جاتا تھا. On this poem which حضرت our شیخ wrote, his شیخ حضرت مولانا پھول پوری رحمت اللہ علیہ should just fall into tears. حضرت والا کے اس شعر سے عجیب کیفیت ہو جاتی ہے, جیسے پردیش میں کسی کو اس کا وطن محبوب یاد دلایا جائے. It just is that by this poem of Hadrat, a very ajeeb, strange condition overtakes a person, like a person is in a foreign country and he thinks of his hometown, of his home, and he wants to be back home. We are all in a foreign country in this world, and our home is Jannat. And that a person thinks of Jannat, in that light we should try and understand this poem, inshallah. کل خون شہادت میں لٹرایا جسم نہیں دکھلائیں گے. وی وانٹ دیٹ دس باڈی آف آورس وچ از کورڈ ان بلڈ وچ ہیز بیکم اے شہید, ہاؤ وی ول پریزینٹ دیٹ باڈی. اب عشق میں ان کے خاطر ہم آنکھوں سے لہو برسائیں گے. ناؤ ان دا لو آف اللہ تبارک و تعالی وی ول لیٹ ٹیئرز آف بلڈ فلو فرام دا آئیز. That a person has that amount of love, Allah forgive us, our eyes don't even become a little bit wet, or even tears don't come out of our eyes. But that when a person has that love of Allah Ta'ala to that extent, then tears of blood flow from the eyes. Jab dil se unhe hum chahenge, wo khud hi karam farmayenge. When a person will want Allah from the bottom of his heart, sincerely he will want Allah, then Allah will show kindness to him and Allah will come into his heart. We have to be sincere and from our heart that we desire Allah Ta'ala and we desire Allah above everything, all our worldly things, possessions, and above ourselves also. When we will desire that, then Allah Ta'ala will show his kindness and Allah will come into the heart of that person and his condition will come accordingly. مخلوق ہے ادنا سا سورج جب اس کو نہیں ہم دیکھ سکے. The sun, which is one of the insignificant creations of Allah Ta'ala, Allah is so great, a small insignificant creation, when we can't see the sun in the face, so to say. When the sun is shining, we can't look at the sun. پھر خالق عالم کا جنوہ دنیا میں بھلا کیا پائیں گے. Then Allah تبارک تعالیٰ is the creator of the entire creation. How can we get the jalwa? How can we see Allah تعالیٰ? Even to see any of the effects of Allah, which Allah تعالیٰ puts on various things and places, how can we even see that? Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala is so magnificent, so great. We can't see the sun is, so to say, in the face. We can't see it. How will we see Allah Ta'ala? Aata hai mujhe naalo mein maza, ye zahid nada tanz na kar. And when I'm speaking to Allah, making dua, relating to Allah, talking to Allah, my zikr with Allah Ta'ala, then tears just flow from my eyes. And I enjoy those tears of mine, that closeness of Allah in du'as, etc., in sajda. So a person who might be like pious, but he hasn't got the taste of the love of Allah Ta'ala, so don't you make object, don't take an objection on me, that why is this person crying like this? Why is he behaving like this? He knows his connection with Allah and that is why he is carrying on like that. A person who is in love with some woman, his life just changes and people will turn him taunt him also. That why are you doing this? Why are you doing that? But he found that love of that woman in his heart and therefore is doing all this. The love of Allah Ta'ala. And when a person finds the love of Allah in his heart, then the people, just like Allama Abu Sayri Rahmatullah Ali says also in his Qasida Burda Sharif, that don't find objection to me, how I'm carrying on, because my love for Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has just made me a different person, and I'm seeing everything very differently. Jab ishq hai unka dil mein mere, kyun na mujhe tarpayenge. When the love of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala is in my heart, then why won't that love of Allah make me restless? Whenever Allah, who is the creator of love, and Allah, who is the creator of the heart in which this love comes, if a person finds one bit of the love of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, then that person just becomes restless in the love of Allah Ta'ala. Kyun aankh mein kuch taaseer nahi, kya ishq ka dil mein teer nahi. And when a person hasn't still reached that stage, then and he wants to go and he wants to reach Allah and find Allah Ta'ala, then he says that, why hasn't my ah, when I'm crying to Allah, why hasn't it got any effect? My duas are just like dry duas. There seems to be no effect on them. Kya ishq ka dil mein teer nahi. Isn't the arrow of the love of Allah still in the heart? When the arrow of the love of Allah has hit the heart, then that heart becomes a complete different heart. But otherwise, it is just an outward matter. There is no real essence and reality to it. It's just an outward thing. Jab noor nahi khud hi dil mein, minbar pe wo kya barsayenge. And when a person hasn't got noor in his heart, the noor of Allah, the love of Allah, connection with Allah, then sitting on the minbar and giving bayan, etc., what effect will it have? When he himself hasn't got anything, what is he going to deliver to the other people? We should have first this love of Allah in our heart, then when we speak to people, whoever it is, just to the family, to friends, to anyone, when we got it in our heart, then it will have an effect on other people. If a person has got a water bottling company and he hears that there is drought somewhere and people haven't got water at all, and he's got his big trucks with which he delivers, and he's so influenced there and overtaken by the condition of the people that they haven't got water, and he jumps in his truck and he drives and he goes there, but he didn't fill water in his truck. Not one bottle of water he put in his truck. What is he going to deliver there? So the same way, if a person is keen to even reform the people and bring the people on the right path, but he hasn't put the noor of Allah in his heart, what is he going to deliver to the people? He will go and talk to the people also, but he went with an empty truck. He did not put the noor of Allah. So we have to make both efforts. The noor of Allah must come in our hearts, and Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the greatest, and how long before even he got nabuwat, he should go to the cave, Ghari Hira, and then he should meditate, etc. How much of noor he must have got. When he got nabuwat, then after that he had to make effort in the people. But still Allah kept that effort of the Ghari Hira, Allah still kept it in his heart, and that was in his life. And that was at night, the tahajjud, which Allah Ta'ala explains in Ya Ayyuhal Muzzammil, Qumil Layla Illa Qaleela, make Allah's ibadat. So have that part in your life also, where you are taking from Allah, and then in the day, Ya Ayyuhal Muddathir, Qum Faanzir, now deliver to the people in the day. But if you don't take, if you don't fill up yourself, how are you going to deliver to the people? So therefore, it is very necessary that every alim also, after completing his studies, preferably even before that he makes this effort to get this noor of Allah in his heart. And after that, now when he will talk to the people, whether he's teaching a sabah, whether he's giving a bayan, he's writing a kitab, all that noor will be delivered through it. But if he hasn't got it himself, how will he deliver it to other people? Jayenge جائے گی کبھی آہ دل کی بالائے فلک تا عرش بری. And it will happen that this sobs of the heart, where the plea and the cry of the heart, it will go above the skies also, right to the arsh of Allah Ta'ala. When a person has got that capability in him, now he will take off and fly, and he will go right to the arsh of Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala. But for all that, this effort is necessary, that a person builds his connection with Allah Ta'ala. And he finds Allah Ta'ala, and he finds the love of Allah deep rooted in his heart. Then when he is crying and sobbing, whether when he's making tilawat, whether he's du'as, anything, then he will reach above the skies and reach right to the arsh of Allah Ta'ala. Ye dard muhabbat ke naale kuch rang to apna laayenge. And this feeling of the love of Allah, this great love of Allah, will definitely show its colors. Any person who has got it, and as Allama Busairi rahmatullah alayhi says in his qasida, that when that love is in the heart, even you, how much you want to hide it, you can't hide it. Because now it will make itself manifest and it will show itself. When a person, for example, loves a woman, he wants to marry her, it won't be just in the heart. Now he'll make all the arrangement of proposing, of making a house for her, getting married to her, bringing her, all that will come out. What was in the heart will show out. Just like that, the love of Allah, when it is there, then it will show. It will show in ones that the person is going, loves the masjid, loves namazes, loves tilawat, loves to be alone, away from everyone, and just be with Allah Ta'ala all the time. Just like a person with his wife, he's just married, he just wants to be alone, waiting when will all the people go away, when can I be alone with my wife. Like that, much more, much, much more greater. When a person has found Allah, then all the time he wants to escape from the people, try and stay away from the people, and just be with Allah Ta'ala. Then all this amusement and temptations of the world, they just automatically fall away from him. Now they don't mean anything. The world will be engrossed in the things of this dunya, and they will taunt that person. This person is a mad person, and he will know. They will taunt him, he will know they are mad. They haven't tasted of the love of Allah Ta'ala. Jab shama'i muhabbat dil mein liye, mehfil mein ho koi sahib-e dhaw. When a person has got a candle, a lamp of the love of Allah in his heart in a gathering, then he will be the person who brought light there. Like, for example, if we have the lights go away now, load shedding or whatever, and one person takes out his cell phone and he puts on the light in there, then that person will be giving light to everyone, and all will know this is the person who is giving us light. Just like that, when the light of the love of Allah is in the heart of a person, and he is in a gathering, he will be also focusing that light and spreading that light to everyone there. Phir ishq-e khuda ke parwane khud ur ke wahan aa jayenge. And then all the lovers of Allah, they will just, they on their own, they will fly and come to that place. Like the moths, where there is light, they all fly to the light, and they give their lives around the light. So those who are the genuine lovers of Allah, they are looking for that light and of the love of Allah Ta'ala. And where they find it, we find that they sacrifice everything of theirs. Their time, their distance means nothing. Occupation and other busy schedules mean nothing. They sacrifice all that and they want to go where the light is shining. And where the light of the love of Allah is shining, like moths, they go around there. Bulbul ko na tu kar e nada, pabande sukoot o khamoshi. The bulbul, the nightingale in the garden, which sings its beautiful tunes all the time. So, oh, you who don't know what love is, don't try and keep the nightingale quiet. Don't tell the nightingale, keep quiet, that you are making a noise. First of all, the person who hasn't got the love of Allah, won't the beautiful tunes of the nightingale, it won't even understand. When the birds are making zikr, for example, all around we hear the birds making zikr. One is a person will try and chase them away. I want to sleep. You making a noise. He has got no idea of the enjoyment of the zikr of Allah. But when he enjoys and he knows they are also in the making in the zikr of Allah. And there are those birds who make the zikr of Allah very loudly. And there are those who make them softly. Not so loudly. But this person, to sit in the lovers of Allah, and these birds are teaching us, and they are engaged in the zikr of Allah, a person will enjoy that all the time. And he won't tell them, keep quiet. He won't want to chase them away, etc. Jab isko chaman yaad aayega, naali bhi labo tak aayenge. And when you will remember the gardens where all the birds are chirping and they are all engaged in the zikr of Allah Ta'ala, then automatically on his lips also the zikr of Allah will start. He will also join them. Actually, human beings should be, we should be making the zikr and everyone else join us. But if we are so weak, the birds, Allah made them, they are always chirping and busy in the zikr of Allah. So we should take then a lesson from them, and we should start making the zikr of Allah tabaruk ta'ala.
Tum laash ko meri ghusl na do, bas khoon mein lothri rehne do.
And the shaheed, when you reach this love of Allah ta'ala, then the shaheed, he says what is by his condition. He says that don't wash my body from all the blood which is on my body. A shaheed is buried just like that. With all his blood on his body, he's buried like that. So don't wash this proof of the love of Allah. In the love of Allah, I gave my life. And my body became full of blood. So leave it just like that. Let it be covered in this blood.
Kal khoon-e shahadat mein lothrai jism unhe dikhraayenge.
Then tomorrow in the court of Allah, when I reach there, I will show to Allah. So with sincerity you did it for Allah, to show Allah. And that is ikhlas. To show Allah is 100% ikhlas. So we will show to Allah that this body of ours, it got covered in this blood for your sake. And I came to you covered with this blood. Like that, the person who's making the zikr and found the love of Allah, his heart is covered in blood. All the temptations and desires that he has, he's a human being. Lot of temptations and desires come to him. He doesn't fulfill them, he cuts through them. And then his heart is covered with blood. And that person will show his heart to Allah Ta'ala. And the shaheed of this dunya, he becomes one shaheed on the battlefield. But the shaheed of the heart, all the time he becomes a shaheed. Because all the time temptation, even if nobody is around also, but your thoughts, now you're thinking of this, now you're thinking of that, and you stop thinking the minute you realize what I'm thinking about. And you cut out those enjoyable thoughts which you were enjoying about. Now you cut them, and your heart becomes filled now with grief. The heart was taking enjoyment in those evil thoughts. You were fantasizing whatever you might be doing. But now you cut all that, so your heart is covered with blood. You cut your heart, you cut those desires of yours, so your heart is covered. So the heart is much more valuable than the body also. And when Allah sees the value and condition of the heart.
Kal khoon shahadat mein lothraya jism unhe dikhlayenge.
And then the title of this poem, that tomorrow, on the day of Qiyamah, when we go and meet Allah, when we leave this world, We will show him this body of ours that is covered in blood. We will show him this heart of ours which is covered in blood, that we sacrificed our desires, all the fantasizing we were doing and what enjoyment we were getting. But when we had just understood, what am I doing? What am I thinking? And we stopped it. And the heart got covered with blood. We will show Allah that for your sake I did this. And the shaheed, he is still outwardly, he could be doing it for name and fame, but the person, nobody knows what is in his heart. He's thinking, bad thoughts came, shaitan, nafs brought, bad thoughts, fantasizing, other evil thoughts, that I'll become such a rich man, and I'll do this, and I'll do that, all those thoughts. But then he says, no, for Allah's sake, and he cuts all that out. He's got much more sincerity. Nobody knows, even his wife sleeping next to him, she also doesn't know what he's going through. And he's doing it only for Allah, and what stages he will reach by Allah, tabaraka ta'ala. اختر کو جو تو نے دولت ہم بخشی ہے بفیض پیر ہدا حضرت addressing himself, Ya Allah, that you have given me this great treasure of your love, and you have filled my heart with this love of yours. And Hazrat's love is manifest in all his ashar. Yeah, we have this one kitab in front of us. It isn't just this one poem, but it is the whole kitab. And to write poetry in the love of Allah can only be done by that person who has got that love in his heart. As Hazrat used to explain, that middle of the night, 1-2 o'clock, his eyes should just open. And he takes the pen, and the pen should just write. He shouldn't compose it. He shouldn't think of the subject matter. He shouldn't think of the words. This is going to rhyme here. This will fit here. It should just come. This can only be when a person is filled with that love. Then his condition is like that. And today we have got the good fortune that we are enjoying the fruit of it without any effort from our side. We are not waking up middle of the night. We are not sweating, forget giving any blood. Allah make us that we appreciate it. We make qadr of it. And we realize the value of our share, and that we also try and make effort in this direction. And dua we make that Allah, out of the love that we have for you and our share, that you gather us tomorrow with him. And though we might be right at the end, the worst of all, but Allah put us with them there. Ummeed hai tujhse bahare khuda is dard ka darma paayenge. And we have hope from you, O Allah Ta'ala, in your presence, that this pain that we have in our heart, this love of yours that we have, we will get the medicine for it, and we will get the result of it from you. So Allah Ta'ala bless us. This is the effort that we have to make to find this love of Allah Ta'ala. And this is in fact the first our farida. And when a person finds this love of Allah, then namaz becomes easy for that person. Now even as how many people, one person, the first lockdown, he had phoned, old person, about 80 years old. He said, they flocked the masjids. How can they be doing all this? And I was trying to pacify him. He became angry on me. He says that I'll go to the masjid and I'll scale the fence. I'm going to the masjid. So when this love of Allah is in the heart, then automatically a person, that is how he feels. He can't stay without the masjid. If the house of his beloved is more beloved to him than himself also. Just to be at his beloved's place, how much he enjoyed it. And we witness that a young person who gets married, every time he wants to go to the in-laws. The parents have to curb him. You can't be going all the time there. That you can't just be going there, but he just wants to. He enjoys just being there. So to be by Allah tabaraka ta'ala, what enjoyment a person gets. So when this love of Allah is found in the heart, then that person doesn't need any more bayans also. He doesn't need to be controlled and to be encouraged and told, go to the masjid, etc. That person can't stay without it now. Now that person, he is all the time engaged and going towards the masjid, going towards Allah Ta'ala. So Allah bless us with this great love of Allah Ta'ala, and that is the purpose and object of the khanqa, that where our islah also we see, and to find this love of Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala. And for that, one great, great means which is easy for all of us is the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. The dhikr of Allah, just taking the name of Allah, it will cultivate the love of Allah in the heart. La ilaha illallah, Allah, Allah. These are such words that Allah has given us, which if we do it regularly and we do it always, then we will see that the love of Allah will come into the heart. And to stay in the company of those people who have the love of Allah. Stay in their company and this will rub off on us also. We have come to the masjid, the house of Allah. Yeah, Allah's presence is everywhere. But this is the house of Allah. So it is, so to say, Allah is here. Allah is everywhere. But more Allah's rahmat, Allah's great, great barakat descend on the masjid. When we are here, we will also find Allah. And we will find the love of Allah also. And by coming to the masajid, the love of Allah will come into our hearts. Any deeni gathering, and especially if moreover if that deeni gathering is in the masjid, so much Allah loves that deeni gathering, and by that Allah Ta'ala fills our heart with His love then. So this is one of the first farad, is to gain the love of Allah Ta'ala. And generally, all of us, if we just think back some time, We will realize that time that we never knew there is even something like the love of Allah. We could understand that you love your wife, you love your business, you love your car. But we couldn't understand that you the love of Allah Ta'ala. We even went to the extent that the love of sports, haram love, that also we understood you can have that love. To have a love for an illicit love affair with somebody, that also we could understand. But unfortunately, the real love, and really the only love, and the pure love of Allah Ta'ala, we never knew anything about it. Allah reward our mashayikh who sacrificed all the comforts of their places, all their work and responsibilities they had there, which they had to do. They came to our countries and they went from masjid to masjid, from town to town, explaining and telling us all about this love of Allah Ta'ala. And our Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayh, who stands out completely unique in the galaxy of the awliya, in spreading the love of Allah Ta'ala in the whole world. We should regularly make dua also for our Shaykh, and we should try and, the real is that we are not only praising or talking about our Shaykh, our Mashayikh, but that we become like that also. We make the effort that this comes into us, and we try and lead on other people also, our families at least, that we speak to them also. Not just that we came and we listen, but we try and speak to them also, and that this comes into them also, inshallah. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.